dug at our heroes, and when you see them, like, hey. And when I read that, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to write that down. I got to make sure I ask you about that on the podcast, because look how you're smiling now. Yeah. Look how you're smiling now. He's like, yeah. And, man, this, like, a good part of this podcast is fanboy driven, because, quite honestly, I gotta like you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you guys kind of, like, bring it out of me a little bit. I am totally being professional right now. This is what you're seeing, but, like, you know, in the car home, it's going to be a little.
Yeah. Well, I had the same experience when I was doing the Summer NAMM in Nashville with the Kenny Olsen, five-star carny at the time. I got to meet Billy Cox from Jimi Hendrix and, like, shake the guy's hand and get a picture with him. And I got to meet Matt Sorum from Guns N' Fucking Roses, like my childhood idol. Well, not, I mean, Steve Adler obviously was the main man, but, I mean, he was a fat dude from the Cult. Like, that's still an amazing musician.
Yeah.
Like, when you're around these people, you're just like,
there's a lot of, like, hi, you're awesome. there's a lot of that going on. Like, oh, my God, you're awesome. You don't even know. Right. And it's almost like they're so cool with you. It's like, man, yeah, I get this all the time. But a lot of times, they're just super cool because, quite honestly, somebody influenced them too. And they know it. It's just, I don't know. I'm rambling, but it is a good feeling. It is a good feeling, especially because I read it on Facebook. It was like two or three paragraphs totally describing the story.
I think there's a paragraph.
On my phone. I can show it to you right now. On my phone, I'm like,
what? Yeah, in a smaller font.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool experience. You know, I got to work with George Clinton a few times, too, in my house, my old house. And that was really cool.
Why did you move?
Let me show you this picture. So that's Aaron Jewelson. He plays bass for Kid Rock. And him and I worked on a bunch of different stuff together.
He's actually on January Sessions.
Yeah, he played bass on January Sessions. And then Darius McCrary,
Winslow. Yeah, Eddie Winslow.
So Aaron and I were working with Darius and his brother Donnie for about 2 weeks. I had no idea he was on that TV show where he was an actor. I thought he was a singer or a musician this whole time.
Why did you not?
Yeah, I actually was
like
in a band
really
with
a TV buff, you know?
I'm a TV guy.
Like on Netflix, I'm kind of, you know, yeah. That, and there's certain shows that I like. But that period of time, I was just playing guitar all the time. And then, of course, George himself.
I'm looking at this picture. There's a piece of me that's upset for you moving.
No, this is right down the street. This is my old place.
Okay. All right. You can visit anytime you want. All right. I get it. Because I'm glad you took a picture of that. It's just, like, stuff like that is just.
And the guy who took that picture is a former VP of Viacom.
Man. I mean, we could just sit here. This is what I love about the podcast. It just goes anywhere, and we're just kicking it,
but
man.
That's just Detroit, though. Like, that's how shit happens here. It's just weird things like
serendipity.
That.
Serendipity.
Like, weird, like.
It's the word that defines the city.
Yeah.
Like, Aaron and I were working on his sister's demo, and then next thing you know, we're working with George Clinton. It was weird.
Like, stuff like that blows my mind because of how this goes all the way back to the beginning, how everyone knows everyone. And quite honestly, you guys are like funk ambassadors.
Yeah, you can probably tell there's a little bit of George's influence on
I just noticed that, you know. Maybe just a little bit.
A lot of it.
Yeah, man.
But it was great watching him work, you know, and just working with him. The guy's a genius. Still in this.